بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Faith and Selective Duty. Monday, the 6th of Ramadan, 1394, the 23rd of September, 1974. All the response of the faithful when they are summoned to Allah and His Apostle that He may judge between them is to say, "We hear and obey." It is they who are the felicitous. Whoever obeys Allah and His Apostle and fears Allah and is wary of Him, it is they who will be the triumphant. Surah Nur, number 24, verses 51 and 52. This is another very important issue in the discussion of faith. Namely, the moral duties of the believer do not only apply sometimes or whenever he feels like it. It is not the case that if someone calls himself a believer, even though he violates his moral code whenever it is convenient or beneficial for him, then he is a believer. Just because someone calls themselves a believer and makes a show of piety that he is such, that he has combined faith and action as he claims, it is only when faith and piety are of more benefit to him than transgression and sin that he returns to the names of Islam, faith and morality. Here we are going to discuss this quality that the Quran discusses in various contexts and which we ascribe to people who are self-serving. We said that self-serving people are like this. But all people in the world are self-serving. After all, who goes out in search of loss?
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
When we call someone self-serving, however, what we mean are those who are ready to sacrifice worldly benefits for their own personal interest. They transgress in serving themselves. Their behavior is like this. They believe and act piously to the extent that they desire and to the extent that is beneficial to them. They call themselves believers and make a show of morality and piety in the pursuit of personal benefit. From the point of view of Islam, these kinds of individuals are not believers. The Quran explicitly states that these people have no faith. Therefore, when we are discussing faith, which is one of the most fundamental topics in understanding Islamic thought, we draw the conclusion that if faith is not accompanied by a sense of duty and moral responsibility, if someone who claims to be a believer does not follow through by fulfilling these moral duties or doing righteous deeds, in the Quranic parlance, this is not genuine faith, and such hollow and empty faith will have no effect. In addition to this, we must also see that the kind of moral duty we are discussing is permanent and unceasing.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all. Gave me hope.